Smart, please. Long distance calling.
I'm drenched.
I have a call from Mrs. Smart from Mr. Smart. Is he there, Mr. Drenched?
No, my name isn't. Mrs. Smart, did you say?
That is correct.
Yes, I'll accept the call.
Please deposit $4.75.
Right, operator.
$99?
Hello, Max. How are you?
Gee, I'm sure glad to hear your voice.
Sorry, your time is up.
Look, $99, why don't you call me right back and reverse the charges?
Right, Max.
Who is it?
It's your spiffy vacuum cleaner man.
I'm sorry, but I'm not interested in a vacuum cleaner.
Spiffy cleans in a jiffy.
Good for spiffy. I'm still not interested in a... Look, I'm very busy. I'm expecting a long-distance phone call. There it is now. Excuse me. Hello?
Mr. Drenched, I have a collect call from Mrs. Smart from Mr. Smart.
I'll accept it.
Go ahead, please.
Oh, hello, Max. I miss you so much.
I miss you, too. How's the assignment coming?
Oh, it's going pretty well. I should have it wrapped up in 2 or 3 days.
Good. I can't wait for you to get home. Things aren't the same around here without you.
Aw, have you been taking care of yourself, Max?
Have you been eating a good breakfast?
Don't worry, 99. Every morning when I get up, I go down to the lunchroom on the corner, have breakfast, and then I run right back to the apartment.
Oh, Max, you shouldn't eat there. The food is terrible.
Why do you think I run right back to the apartment?
Max, I don't want you to eat there anymore. If you don't feel like cooking for yourself, why don't you just go to the supermarket and get some TV dinners?
I did, 99, but they canceled all my favorites.
Max, I'm late for contact. Now, you take better care of yourself. I'll call you again tomorrow.
Goodbye, sweetheart.
Bye-bye, love.
Who is it?
Your spiffy vacuum cleaner man.
I already told you I'm not interested in buying a vacuum cleaner.
Sir, just let me show you the quality of the hose.
Oh, I really appreciate this. You're the first person to even let me in the door.
Yes, well, that's all very well and good. Nevertheless, I have no need for a vacuum cleaner, so you're just wasting your time.
It's okay. The only thing is, when I go back to the office, I have to tell them that I had a demonstration.
All right, go ahead, demonstrate it.
Just
all right, but you're wasting your time. I'm telling you, I don't need a vacuum cleaner.
Well, when you see it, you'll appreciate it. Mm.
Is that dirt?
Yes, it is, but it's clean. It's the first time I used it all day.
Well, I certainly hope this thing can pick all that junk you just threw all over my new rug.
You're not going to believe when you hear this machine. Huh? How about that motor? You can hardly hear it.
I can't hear it at all.
Well, that's because it's not running. There's a short. So I'll get the... I have another one, sir, in my car. A new demonstrator. Yeah, let me get that.
Don't bother. Don't bother. I'll use my own vacuum.
No. Don't do that. That dirt won't come up in your vacuum cleaner. This is a special kind of dirt. It'll only work in a spiffy. Don't panic. I'll be right back. Spiffy in a jiffy.
Yes. Chief, you'll never believe what just happened to me. I was gassed by a phony vacuum cleaner salesman, and when I came to, my whole apartment had been completely ransacked.
They're early.
Who's early?
Chaos. They're looking for Dr. Canyon.
Who's Dr. Canyon?
A chaos scientist who's invented a formula for invisibility.
Invisibility?
Dr. Canyon has defected to this country and has offered to turn the secret over to control.
What secret?
The secret of invisibility, Max.
Oh, that secret. Then that's why they searched my apartment. Chief?
Yeah?
Why did they search my apartment?
Max, this is too vital to discuss on the phone.
I couldn't agree with you more, Chief.
So you come down here as soon as you can.
I'm leaving now, Chief.
And I'll fill you in.
On what?
Max!
I'm leaving right away, Chief. Is there anything I can bring you?
No, thanks, Max. I've already got it. Dr. Canyon's formula for invisibility is really quite simple. All objects reflect or refract light waves. The formula merely changes the absorption ratio so that the optic nerve is unable to transmit light impulses to the cerebellum, thus rendering anything it touches imperceptible.
Well, that's easy for you to say.
Max, in other words, it has the ability to cloud men's minds.
Hey, Chief, that'd come in very handy during an election.
It comes in handy right now, Max. There's something I haven't told you yet. Brace yourself. Chaos has stolen the Ginsburg papers.
Chief?
Yes?
Someone's been putting gum under your desk.
Max, didn't you hear what I said? The Ginsburg papers have been stolen. You know how valuable they are to our government.
I know, Chief. If those papers fall into the wrong hands...
Max, they are in the wrong hands, and we've got to get them back.
Well, how are we going to do that, Chief?
Who is the one person who could penetrate Chaos headquarters, get the Ginsburg papers, and slip out without being noticed?
The Vice President.
Wrong. Dr. Canyon.
Of course, Dr. Canyon. Why, he could make himself invisible and walk right into Chaos headquarters.
Yes, there's only one danger. The formula wears off with very little warning, and if that should happen while he's in there, they'll kill him on the spot.
Yes, well, that's the chance we'll have to take, Chief.
Well, I'd rather risk one of our own agents, but until the formula is perfected, Dr. Canyon won't let anyone else use it.
When does Dr. Canyon get here, Chief?
He arrived tonight by boat. You're to meet him at the Golden Frigate Cafe.
Well, what does he look like?
We don't know. We don't have a picture of Dr. Canyon in our files. But you go to the cafe, and he'll contact you. Now, remember, Max, your job is to protect him from Chaos until complete security arrangements can be made.
I'll hide him at my apartment, Chief. Chaos has already searched there.
Good thinking, Max. Oh, one more thing. This case is a code Z. That means you can't discuss it with anyone, not even 99.
Right, Chief.
Now, Max, I want you to be very careful. Chaos will stop at nothing to get at the doctor.
Don't worry, Chief. They're dealing with a thoroughly experienced, highly trained, alert and perceptive agent. One who doesn't overlook the minutest detail. Chief, well, what was that place that I was supposed to meet him at? Chief, Max, something's gone wrong. I've been here for over 2 hours and no sign of Dr. Canyon yet. Invisible, eh? All right, Chief, I'll keep my eyes open. Wait a minute, Chief. The door just opened and closed by itself. I think Dr. Canyon just came in. Or went out. Can't talk anymore, Chief. Canyon's here.
And you're right. He's invisible. Don't worry, Chief. He's in good hands. Dr. Canyon? Maxwell Smart, Secret Agent 86 of Control. Now, we've got to be very careful. Here's the... Don't worry, Dr. Canyon. It's waterproof. Don't move, Dr. Canyon. Two chaos agents just came in. We've got to get out of here. Follow me. And try not to be conspicuous. Make our escape through the window of the men's room.
I'm afraid we'll have to think of another way out, Mr. Smart.
Come in now. All right, now I don't want you to go near any windows. Don't open the door for anybody, and above all, keep your voice down. I'm a married man, and it'd be pretty hard to explain to the neighbors what a woman is doing in my apartment while my wife is away. Have you got that? We may have been followed. Who is it?
Dr. Canyon.
I'm going to bed now, Doctor. If you need any more blankets, you'll find them in the closet. I'll see you in the morning. Better make that I'll talk to you in the morning. Oh, am I tired?
Oh!
Dr. Canyon, what are you doing on the sofa?
I was sleeping.
Well, you're supposed to be upstairs in the bedroom.
I didn't want to be any trouble, Mr. Smart. I'll be fine right here on the sofa.
Nonsense. I won't hear of it. Now, I want you to get a good night's sleep. What's the matter?
I'm not sure. I feel dizzy. I'm afraid the formula is wearing off. Perhaps I'd better...
Doctor! Doctor! Oh, that's just great. What else can happen to me today? What else? Who is it?
It's me, Max.
That's what else.
Max, why don't you open the door?
Yes, I will in a minute, dear, but right now I have my hands full.
Aren't you going to open the door, Max?
Yes, dear, in a minute. What are you doing here?
Max, I live here.
Yes, but you're not supposed to live here for two more days.
Well, we got a break on the case, and I wrapped it up right after I talked to you, so I caught a plane, and here I am.
Good. Oh, oops. Excuse me, Doctor.
Max! Oh, I missed you so much. Oh, it's so wonderful to be home.
Listen, 99, I know you must be famished. Why don't we run down to Chinatown and get some chop suey?
No, Max, I eat on the plane.
Eat on the plane.
Max, were you sleeping on the sofa?
Huh? Oh, the sofa. Yes, yes. As a matter of fact, 99, I was sleeping on the sofa. You see, I wanted to be down here next to the phone in case you called.
But there's a phone in the bedroom.
A phone upstairs. Yes, that phone. Well, I wanted to be down here next to this phone because, you see, this phone is next to your picture.
Well, why didn't you just take my picture upstairs?
Your
picture upstairs, yes. Well, to tell you the truth, 99, I was afraid that I would drop your picture and break it.
Max, so how can you break cardboard?
Cardboard, yes, that's hard to break, I'll tell you. Look, 99, I have a tremendous idea. Why don't we go down to Chinatown and we'll get a nice bite to eat, maybe some nice chow mein.
Max, you asked me that before.
No. I asked you about chop suey.
Well, I still ate on the plane.
Egg foo young.
Max, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Close the door and let's go to bed.
Look, 99. Look, yeah, this will be nice. You could sleep right here. I'll have this fixed in a jiffy, and you'll just sleep like a baby. Everything will be just beautiful.
Max, I'm not sleeping on the sofa. I'm sleeping upstairs in our bed.
Yes. Well, look, 99, I've got a tremendous idea. Why don't you fix yourself a nice cup of hot, warm milk, and I'll take your bag upstairs to the bedroom.
It's a good idea, Max.
Where am I?
Shh! My wife is downstairs.
But I thought you said she was out of town.
She was, but she isn't. All I can say is it's a good thing that you're invisible, because if my wife ever saw you... Dr. Canyon, you're visible.
Max!
Oh, hi, 99. Now, wait a minute, 99. I can explain anything. I mean everything.
Max, there's nothing to explain. I think it's all perfectly clear.
But it's not all perfectly clear. You don't even know why I brought Dr. Canyon here.
Now I suppose you're going to tell me she's part of some secret case that you're working on.
How did you know that?
Oh, Max, goodbye.
Mrs. Smart, I think we owe her an explanation.
Now, just a moment, Dr. Canyon. This is a Code Z case, and I'm not allowed to tell anybody about it, not even my wife.
I am not a control agent. You see, Mrs. Smart, your husband was assigned to protect me from chaos.
And may I ask why?
I invented a formula for invisibility.
And that's the truth, 99. When I brought Dr. Canyon home, I thought he'd be a short, fat, bald-headed little old scientist. I never dreamed for one single moment that it would turn out to be this luscious, beautiful, gorgeous woman that you see before you. I don't think I explained that too good.
I think you explained it perfectly. Goodbye.
Wait, I can prove it. I have a can of invisibility spray in my purse.
Well, that's it. Where's your purse?
I don't know. It's invisible, and I can't remember where I put it down.
Well, it must be around here someplace. I found it.
The spray can should be visible because it's inside the purse. Just reach in and get it.
Now watch this, 99.
Mr. Smart, I'd rather you wouldn't.
Oh, it's all right, Doctor. I just want to prove something.
You were telling the truth.
Then you forgive me?
Oh, of course I forgive you, Max. But how can you ever forgive me? I mean, I was such a bad person not to believe you when you were telling me the truth. Goodbye, Max.
Where are you going now?
I'm leaving you.
What for?
I don't deserve you.
Oh, hello, 99. Gee, I'm glad you're back. You can be a real help on this assignment. Now, I'll fill you in on the details.
I know all about it, Chief.
Who told you?
She did.
Who's she?
Dr. Canyon.
Dr. Canyon's a woman?
That's right.
Who's that?
It's me, Chief. I'm invisible.
Max? Well, that's wonderful. The formula really works.
What's up, Chief?
Well, we've just learned that Chaos is going to take the Ginsburg papers out of the country tonight.
Chaos has the Ginsburg papers?
Unfortunately for the civilized world, yes. Now, we have exactly 1 hour to penetrate Chaos headquarters and take out those papers. Doctor, make yourself invisible.
I can't.
Why not?
Mr. Smart used up all the formula.
Well, can't you make some more?
Yes, I can, but it'll take me 5 hours.
We don't have that much time. Max, it's up to you.
Well, I'll try, Chief, but I doubt if I could make the formula any faster than Dr. Canyon.
I don't mean that, Max. I mean, now that you're already invisible, you'll have to penetrate Chaos headquarters and take out those papers.
It'll be a pushover, Chief. I'll be able to move around Chaos headquarters just like I'm moving around in this room right now. I won't even have to look out for the guards. But I'll have to watch out for the lamps.
Hey, how much longer?
Another 25 minutes, and we can stop worrying about the Ginsburg papers.
And let's grab a cup of coffee.
You know we can't leave this room.
What could happen? There's a guard on every floor. Double security. Would be impossible for anybody to get in here.
What was that?
The lamp fell over.
Well, lamps just don't fall over.
Well, this one did. Will you look at the dust on that lamp?
Gesundheit.
What did you say?
I said Gesundheit.
Oh. What for? I didn't sneeze.
Well, someone did. There's someone in this room.
Hey, relax. We've been guarding these papers so long, you're beginning to imagine things.
Yeah, just the same, we can't take any chances. Do you know what would happen if those papers fell into the wrong hands?
Gentlemen, those papers are in the wrong hands.
Right. There is someone in this room.
That's right. Maxwell Smart, agent 86. And you're powerless because I happen to be invisible. Sergeant, go ahead and fire your guns if you wish. It will do you no good because you don't know where I am. You see, one minute I might be here, and then the next minute, I might be over here. And of course, a minute later, I might be here. It all reminds me of a little poem I once heard. They seek him here, they seek him there. Those Frenchies seek him everywhere. Is he in heaven, or is he in hell? That darned elusive Pimpernel. So, you see, gentlemen, the truth of the matter is that I can take the Ginsburg papers anytime I like, and there is nothing you can do to stop me.
Get your foot off the chair.
Don't tell me I'm not invisible.
You're not invisible.
I asked him not to tell me that.
Do you know what's going to happen to you, Schmart?
You're going to have an accident.
We're 15 floors up. You're going to fall out of that window, and it's going to look like a suicide.
Wrong, gentlemen. Because there is no way in this world that you can make me jump out that window. Therefore, your plan will not work. But it's certainly worth a try.
Get out on that ledge.
Now, just a moment, gentlemen. Surely you don't think that I would be stupid enough to come here by myself.
Yes, we do.
Well, that's where you're wrong. Because at this very moment, Control Agent Fredericks is standing right behind you.
You don't think we're stupid enough to fall for that trick, do you? Now get out on that ledge.
All right, Fredericks. Let him have it.
Moorpark, is there someone behind me?
No.
That's funny. Someone just tapped me on the shoulder.
Good work, Fredericks. Fredericks? I don't know anybody named Fredericks.
Boy, am I glad Dr. Canyon showed up when she did.
Fortunately, with the help of the boys in the lab, she was able to make the formula in less than an hour.
That was a lucky break for me.
It was a lucky break for the world. We saved the Ginsburg papers. Where are they, Max?
Right here, Chief. Wait a minute. These are the wrong papers.
What do you mean, Max?
But these are the Gottlieb papers.
No, Max, those are the Ginsburg papers.
But it says right there, Gottlieb.
Ginsburg changed his name.